If you're a team of one, focused energy on one platform will always outperform a scattered approach across many. So pick one and go all in. Treat the others as secondary. If you've got a team supporting you, you can spread wider. But even then, you need to know which platform is driving the best results. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Last week, we talked about how to get back to business with intention. Today is about how to actually make that happen. I'm going to share with you exactly how I plan my year. This is the same framework I use both in our business and with our clients. And I've turned it into a free tool that you can download and use yourself. I'm going to share how you can access that at the end of this episode. There are two approaches to planning that actually work. The first is keeping it simple enough that you'll follow through. The second is building in flexibility so that you can adapt when life happens, because it will. The goal is a plan that's clear enough to execute and flexible enough to adapt. Perfectionism is simply procrastination in disguise. Let's get into the framework. And the one that I use has five steps. I'm going to walk you through each one and then you can work through them properly using the free spreadsheet. First up is intention setting. This is where clarity matters the most. So I want you to choose one single-minded focus for the year, not five different priorities, one. And I know that might be tricky and it might feel a bit restrictive, but here's why. Last year, my single-minded focus was visibility and authority. I invested heavily in speaking, appearing on podcasts, building relationships. I actually sacrificed short-term profit to do that, and that was a deliberate choice. The year prior to that, my focus had been profit because we wanted to move house. This year, now that we're here, we're in, my focus is turning all of that investment into revenue. Your single-minded focus is going to depend on where you are in your business and your life, but you do need one. So write it down and let it guide every single decision you make this year. Look at each one through that lens of your priority. Second is your revenue goal. I want you to notice the language that I'm going to use here. How much money will I make this year? Not would I like to make or am I hoping to make? Will I make? Really intentional. So set the number and then break it down by month. It's unlikely to be equal across the year, and that's okay. You might already know that Q4 is normally stronger or that summer tends to be quieter. The point is to map it out so that you can plan ahead and stay in control. Thirdly is sales. What are you actually selling to hit that revenue goal and when? Start with what you already know. What worked last year and what do you want to do more of? Those are your existing offers. Then think about anything new. And I say think because you don't always need new offers. Sometimes it's more effective to go deeper on what's already working rather than consistently trying to create something else. And I know that a lot of my clients and myself sometimes, if I'm honest, we can struggle with this. So spend the time thinking and mapping this out carefully because it's going to set the tone for your year and your success. For each offer, work out how much revenue it will generate and when. If you're offering payment plans, map out when those payments will actually land in your account. This level of detail is what separates a wish list from a working strategy. Fourth is audience building. This is the step that makes everything else possible. This is where you make sure you've got the people to sell to. Build the audience, and the sales will follow. It really is that straightforward. I want you to think about where and when you need to get visible this year. What rooms do you need to be in, both physically and virtually? What online spaces should you be spending time in? Where are you going to grow your email list? And which social platform is your primary focus? I've used the word primary deliberately. If you're a team of one, focused energy on one platform will always outperform a scattered approach across many. So pick one and go all in. Treat the others as secondary. If you've got a team supporting you, you can spread wider. But even then, you need to know which platform is driving the best results. Your email list is something that needs constant attention. Please don't put that on the back burner or the bottom of the list. One of my earliest mentors told me that if your email list isn't growing, it's shrinking. That couldn't be more true in 2026, when it's so much easier for people to block emails without even realizing. But when it's set up and growing, your email list is one of the easiest places to make sales. So think about what lead magnets you need, where you're going to share them, whose audiences you can get in front of. There is so much that I could share, and I will share in future episodes, and I have shared in previous episodes about lead magnets, but they are changing all the time. And the one that we've created today, which you'll get access to at the end of this episode, is a great example of how lead magnets need to be different today from your traditional PDF checklist, because people are over those. Am I right? I bet you are. There's a limit to what you can build from behind your desk. So make 2026 the year you network with intention. Get into rooms where your people are. Invest in getting yourself into those rooms. In a world of endless Zoom calls and overloaded inboxes, the people who put in the effort and show up in person really do stand out. And relationships built face-to-face move faster and last longer. Fifth is habits and time blocking. What are your non-negotiables and when are you going to action those? For me, that's a daily presence on social media, multiple emails per week, and a weekly podcast episode. A week does not go by without us publishing an episode, because we've seen what consistency does. Listenership builds, trust grows, and you become part of your audience's routine. When it comes to habits, I have a confession. Years ago, my husband John had his entire day mapped out in time blocks. And I'll be honest, I laughed at him. I told him there was no way I could ever work like that. This year, I told him he was right. I've now got podcast recording days blocked for the entire year. I know when I'm writing emails, when I'm doing outreach, when I'm creating content, when I'm having meetings, when I'm doing client work, and so on and so on. This is about making your life easier and more productive. And when things are scheduled, you do free up your energy because you don't have to decide when to do things. You simply crack on. I've put all five steps of this planning approach into a free spreadsheet that you can download and use yourself. It also comes with a video walkthrough so that you can see exactly how to approach each section. I want to be honest with you though. This is something that you'll use over time. For this year, I've spent weeks on my own plan, months in fact, and there's still some white space on my wall planner where I'm adding things in. And that's okay. This is a framework that you'll return to throughout the year, a living, live document that grows with your business. And you can download it for free at nikkihutchison.com/plan. Watch out for the spelling of my names there. Your best year ever starts with a plan. It's the difference between a year that happens to you and a year that you make happen. And the second is what we're looking for, because that's when your business starts to flourish. So download the spreadsheet and start with step one. Get clear on your single-minded focus for this year. Once you have that locked in, it's so much easier to build everything else from there. And I'm here for you every step of the way. So enjoy this brilliant resource, nikkihutchison.com/plan. Then get planning and take care and keep marketing.